Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am excited. This is the 4th of July, and we are doing something that literally has never been done in the history of the world today, live on Scuba Radio. And not only does that apply to us, it applies to everywhere. I don't think, I scoured the web, and I haven't found anything like this ever before being attempted. But I pulled in some resources here at Scuba Radio headquarters, and we are going to execute the world's first underwater fireworks display. And I'm excited. You know, I got Bill, the producer, with me. He's getting ready to head
Nobody
out to the site.
Nobody had said anything about executing anyone. I was very concerned for a couple of seconds there. All right. Well, I'm excited that we're going to try this. I'm not confident it's going to work, Greg.
Why are you
there are plenty of things
worried?
Which nobody has ever done before, and there's a reason nobody has ever done them before.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, creates the drama to executing something like that. Maybe executing isn't the right word.
It's a bad word.
Well, you're the man in charge on site. You know,
pulling it off.
Yes.
Hold on. Wait.
No, you don't think that works either?
No.
CJ,
I shouldn't do that motion with my hand when
is,
I say
is in the studio with us as well.
Maybe you
and,
should do some
Jimmy
work
the
on
Bubble
your triceps.
Boy.
Yoga.
They're here to assist, help us pull this thing off, evidently. And Jerry the Diver Guy's on via the web. Jerry, how are you, buddy? Check in.
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, he's there from the mountains of Virginia. He is here to witness this, this event, this 4th of July event. That has never been done before. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. I love just blowing stuff up. Who doesn't, right?
Oh, right.
That's part of 4th of July festivities. But, you know, the world's first underwater fireworks. I can't believe no one's ever done this before. And let me pull back from that statement just a little bit. Because
I know why no one's done it before.
No, you don't.
It's underwater, Greg.
No,
underwater.
Does this fall under the category of demolition?
Well, look, when I started to think about doing this, I was like, okay, I got to Google it, find out if someone's attempted such a feat before, and were they successful. Now, there has been people, if you go on YouTube and do underwater fireworks and do the search, you will find people that have set off like Roman candles and bottle rockets and things like that. Usually under the ice of a frozen lake, and like they'll light the fuse and then poke a hole in the ice and have the bottle rocket shoot, and then it blows up in the middle of the lake and busts the ice open. It's okay, kind of cool, all right. But really, has there been any underwater fireworks display to the level that I'm thinking?
Now, these will burn underwater like an underwater flare or underwater welders.
They will blow. You've seen those.
Yeah, I don't think they burn per se. I think, but there's
depth
colors
charges
that shoot
like
out
you
of it.
See out in a Hollywood submarine movie.
We practiced
you
know with a couple of them.
Yeah.
And, we've done some practice.
And just for the record, if PETA's listening, we are doing this in an environmentally sensitive area. We don't have to worry about the marine life. We've already taken that precaution.
A sensitive area would be a bad place to do it.
We're doing it in an environmentally sensitive area, and it's okay because we've already taken care of all the marine life.
It's all dead already.
Nothing to see here.
Did I omit a word in that? in that release that we got from Florida
Wildlife
Commission.
We've dropped several sticks of dynamite in the area to clear out all of the possible living.
Just to make sure. And, there may be some algae that might not like
might have survived.
Now, and I will tell you, you know, we are doing this live on the air today, and we are not at liberty to give the site out publicly because...
Otherwise, we need to call the fire department.
Well, there was insurance.
And our lawyers.
Yeah, there was insurance issues.
The lawyers, and, the lawyers still claim they have plausible deniability. That's what they say.
Basically,
they
say
give us enough details.
We would have to have some huge policy for insurance to protect anybody in the general vicinity. And I said, oh, like, oh, hell no. And I'm not going to pay anything for this. You know how much these fireworks cost me? I mean, even at 2-for-1, buy one, get one free. It was still
a
ridiculous amount of money.
I am not going to be able to run fast enough.
Well,
I'm a little nervous about this one, Greg.
Grab my force fins on the way out of the studio.
That's a plan.
Okay, there, Bill. So this is going to be cool. The world's first underwater fireworks is going to happen live on Scuba Radio today.
Now do we have a camera on this somewhere?
Yeah, why did you decide not to stream it live? We set up the camera. We've got the feed.
Well, I want to record it because... I want to do slow-mo.
Okay, you know, so right. You know, we got some processing.
We got the GoPro set up, the underwater GoPro set up. So we are going to film this. But I didn't want to stream it live. Once again, it was cost. We're doing this on a shoestring budget, literally. So, you know,
Bill's wearing flip-flops.
Well, okay. So
so I have no shoestrings.
You got me.
He stepped on
so
a laptop.
So we're going to at least record it, and then we'll be able to put it in a video eventually. But the main thing is that we're going to do it live on the radio. Coast to coast, live on the show. You're going to witness history today on Scuba Radio. So it's very exciting day here for the 4th of July and a fun way to show, you know, our patriotism as divers and sharing that joy around the world with our fellow friends that also enjoy the underwater world. Now, if that weren't enough, we got a lot to cover on the show today. So that will be our grand finale, so to speak, for the show. So get ready for that. But we got a lot to talk about because, you know, Shark Week kicks off Sunday on the Discovery Channel. We got to talk about that.
Hell yeah!
And we also have, there's been a lot of news with the shark attacks up in North Carolina. All right, we're going to talk about that.
Why do you use that word?
What, Carolina?
North?
Yeah, what? Which one?
None of them were shark attacks.
Well, I agree, and we're going to talk about that.
So why do you call it a shark attack?
Well, because the mainstream media is jumping on the bandwagon, just like they did at the Summer of the Shark. I mean...
You're a friggin' communist, that's why.
You know, it was all over the news this week. It really was. I mean, to the point that, you know, I was quite... I don't know. I was annoyed. Even Fox News was all over this stuff.
Hang with us. You want more on sharks. It is apparently the new summer of sharks.
Yeah, in the new summer of sharks. This happened in the year 2000.
Shut up!
Okay. But it was crazy media feeding frenzy, and that's what has been taken off. And the same players that were, you know, that we had to deal with in the summer of the shark in the year 2000 are coming to play again, it seems like, on the mainstream media news, and they seem just as ignorant. So, you know, I got a lot to talk about in that regard today. And of course, once again, Shark Week. We got Shark Week. All this stuff is coming together. And then July 22nd, we got Sharknado 3. So there's going to be a lot of shark chatter today on the show. On our, you know, special 4th of July holiday special. So I have a feeling that not only am I excited about our underwater fireworks display, but I'm also going to get a little heated. I'm going to have to get up on the soapbox once again and share my thoughts about sharks and try to get the truth out there a little bit. And sometimes that means the veins will start bulging a little bit because as divers, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, we hate it when our sharks keep getting beat up and, getting a bad rap. And it's not necessary. Really not.
Amen. We're the choir, I thought. I thought we were all on the same page on this one. I thought we were all going to just sing.
Well, I was preaching to the choir. They weren't going to sing. I was going to be preach.
And we were going to be the choir. If we're just sitting
there
watching...
Can I get a witness?
Hallelujah!
Yes. So, and that brings me to an interesting little
clip. I mean, if we're just sitting there watching, we're not the choir. We're just the audience.
All right. So, Veronica Pooh.
Yeah, yes!
Has made quite a statement via YouTube about the Sharks. And this is some of the more colorful part of these shark incidents, as Bill would like to call them. But what do we got from Veronica? What has she said there?
Stay at them oceans. Oh. Jesus.
Yeah, well, okay. She's a minister of meat. Or part of the meat ministry. If you
what?
Haven't seen this on YouTube.
Part of the meat ministry?
Yeah, that's what she preaches at the meat ministry.
The ocean is the shark's house.
Yeah. And I believe it. Okay. And we're going to hear more from her. And find out exactly where she comes from, what she's doing, and how we can change her perception of sharks right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We love sharks. We love shark diving. Oh, they have fireworks underwater, all kinds of things.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Attention divers, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device any Beyond Boundaries diver needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/scuba to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Going face to face, or face to snout, I suppose, with a giant shark. The woman who shot this video tells us the folks who helped her into that cage hope to change shark's reputation as a vicious man-eater.
There's some sharks in that water, that water, that water. You can't swim in that water, that water, that water. You won't win in that water, that water, that water. There's some sharks in that water, that water, that water. You won't win in that water.
Yeah, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and world's first underwater fireworks is coming soon. Do not go anywhere. This is a exclusive. It's going to be a big deal, history making. You know, it's just crazy. That's what we got planned. Are you ready for this, Bill?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to leave in like, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah. You're going to have to get over to the site.
Okay.
We can't give the location for security and safety reasons.
It doesn't matter. We're
wired for sound.
You turn right at the light and you go down in the retention pond at the end of the street.
Be quiet.
Shut up!
Yeah, so we got that coming up. But we got to talk about sharks here first. You know, it's been all over the news. Fox, CNN, every news
Fox
network.
Fox, CNN.
Yeah.
Was there a bite? I haven't heard anything.
There's been a few incidents up around North Carolina. All the same characters are out talking about it. Shark quote-unquote experts like our buddy Burgess from the International Shark
Burgess
Attack
Meredith.
Club, who was supposed to... By the way, I read something that he was supposed
to retire. Burgess Meredith should have been a shark expert because he was a freaking penguin.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you hear the pundits talking about shark attacks, and they're working in these segments into the news shows and stuff, and some of the stuff they've obviously read online and now feel that they're a quote-unquote shark expert. And one of these theories, it came from this buddy of ours from the past, Burgess. His theory is that if you have more people in the water, then you're going to have higher number of shark attacks. So
you're going to be in the water. Cage goes in the water. Sharks are in the water. You put more people into the cage in the water.
Yeah.
Good night and farewell, my sweet Spanish ladies.
Yeah, it doesn't really work. But this theory.
Richard Nixon.
You know, to most people.
I thought it was Walter Cronkite for a second.
Yeah.
The idea of saying, okay, there's more people in the water because it's summer and there's sharks in the water. You have a higher chance of shark attacks. On the surface, that makes sense.
That makes no sense on the surface because the sharks are under the surface.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, it really doesn't make any sense anyway because when you take into account shark diving in particular and all the sites around the world where divers go and dive these sites, even when they're not feeding and doing a shark dive, and there's hardly any incident.
Hey, I got an idea.
It kind of blows that whole theory out of the water, literally.
You're on to something.
Yeah, I am.
Big brainstorm. Every time we dive and we have zero incidents with sharks,
we call the news media.
We make a record.
I survived a dive, and there were sharks that they didn't need.
Two dives today, saw three sharks, nary an incident. It was all good.
True.
Put that in your newscast.
Yeah.
Boring.
And that's the truth of the matter. If you go and look at all the numbers of dives that have been done at shark dive sites where sharks are known to congregate because they know there's food in the area, and then they don't end up getting bit. You know, and we're talking about the customers here that swim through these areas to watch the sharks, or even people that aren't diving or going on a shark dive, and they're not executing a shark dive at that particular time, and they swim through the area and play around in the area and have no problem. It just goes to show you that doesn't necessarily hold true with this overall theory that if you put people in the water, the more people in the water, the more shark attacks in the water. And the thing in North Carolina probably has something to do with bait fish and food in the water that the sharks are coming after. Are they being baited in with the piers doing fishing or chumming or something? That could be a factor, too. It could be, you know, warm water upwellings or cold water upwellings that are bringing more bait fish closer to shore, and then the people are in the bait fish area. Chances are that it has something or a combination of those type of factors.
Is that water a little murky up there? Maybe they can't see as well?
Correct, exactly. Yeah, so mistaken identity type of scenarios. But honestly, we don't really know. I mean, that's the bottom line, too. That's the most likely culprit. But we don't really know the truth of what's going on. And to say otherwise, you know, why we're getting this rash of incidents in North Carolina in such a condensed period of time, you know, time will tell. And even then, you know, when this happened 10 years ago and we had a, you know, a rash of incidents that created quite a media feeding frenzy, we still don't really know why that particular year things flared up like it did. So, you know, it could be cyclical. It could be some freak of nature. Who knows? Bill?
Bacon. Sharks.
Bacon!
Sharks. There's been bacon has become extremely popular, particularly in the coastal regions of North and South Carolina. And like all good and wise animals, they have learned they love the taste of bacon, and most people in the water in North Carolina and smell like bacon.
Yeah, you know, there's different ways to go and try to mitigate this issue. And Veronica Pooh from the Meat Ministry, who I found on online via YouTube, had some interesting thoughts on how to avoid shark attacks. Let's play a few of her lines.
The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that one makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, They own the plate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay?
Or you're going to end up on their plate. Okay, she has an interesting way to look at this.
Can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on a plate in his house?
Oh, yeah, she's a big woman. Yeah, that would feed a few sharks.
Stay at them oceans. Wow. Jesus.
Okay, well, you know, I don't think you necessarily need to stay out them oceans, but...
God love you, God keep you, and stay at them oceans. Jesus.
Okay, well, my name's not Jesus, but I do appreciate the thought.
The ocean is the shark's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. If you say so.
Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no.
All right. Well, Veronica Poo, if you do, just do a search on YouTube or just, you know, I'll Google her. Veronica Poo. You'll
find the ocean is the shark's house.
Yes. The ocean is the shark's house. That much I'll agree with her. I don't agree with staying out of the ocean. Or you'll end up on the shark's plate or whatever. I don't necessarily agree with her thought process there. But
Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah. But I don't know. Bill?
Well, I'm confused.
Mm.
Because on the one hand, my hat is like a shark's fin.
True.
On the other hand, the ocean is the shark's home. My hat is like a shark's fin.
Yeah.
The ocean is the shark's home. If I wear a hat that makes me look like a shark,
mm-hmm.
would I be accepted? If a chicken came into the house wearing a Richard Nixon mask, would it not get ate?
Well, you'd end up on the plate.
Do you stand on peas?
Hmm.
I generally don't stand on peas.
What in the hell's the matter with you?
We don't have time to go into that. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving Shark Week.
Lord Jesus. Oh, God, no.
That's right.
Scuba radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Jerry the Diver Guy is on with us as well via the web. He's in the mountains of Virginia. I don't know if that's close to the meat ministry where Veronica Poo resides. But I don't know. Jerry, what do you think of that? Her thoughts on how to avoid shark attack. Do you agree with staying out of the ocean? Yeah?
Well, she does have a valid point.
She does have a valid point. You know, this whole meat ministry thing, it makes me wonder what the deal is, you know, her insight in that regard. Bill?
There is a meat ministry, but meat is an acronym.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with actual meat. It's
have
ministry,
you seen her? She's been
training.
Eating a lot of meat.
That would seem to be the case. I think this meat ministry thing may be something that's been kind of, I don't know, made up.
What do you mean, made up?
Well, if you do a search on the intertubes for meat ministry, and nothing comes up.
It's Veronica Poo from the meat ministry. She says that in her video.
Where did you get that crap?
Yeah, well, I got it on the internet. And if you do a search on
a search for the meat ministry without her name, nothing shows up except for this M-E-A-T.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, she is the meat ministry.
That's not a thing.
Disciple for the meat ministry.
That's what her video is all about. If without her, it is nothing, then it is not a thing.
I believe the meat resides in Veronica Poo.
Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no.
That's not true. I thought that was true. I mean, she's huge, and God bless her.
Can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on a plate in his house?
I mean, that would feed several sharks, a school of sharks, easily. I mean, she's a big woman. But I mean that in a nice way, and she's trying to spread the word about the meat ministry and how to avoid shark incidents, and some of what she says makes sense.
The ocean is the shark's house.
Well, I agree. Maybe we need to get her in the water, though, and teach her how to dive, and maybe she'll have a different perspective and
change her preaching from the meat ministry. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll talk about it more right after a Dan tip next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip, number 527. Popping a regulator in your mouth and pretending to be Darth Vader is so 80s.
Don't fail me again.
Next dive trip, strap a spear gun to your back and run around the dive deck like Katniss from The Hunger Games.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer of Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. What's that you're reading?
Just another story about a shark attack. As usual, it's more fiction than fact.
Yes, that usually equates to bad news for sharks.
You said it. I wish these folks would learn about marine critters before deciding to be afraid of them. I mean, I've been diving for years with just about every creature that's supposed to eat me. And in my experience, there is nothing to fear from them. As long as you respect them, they have no problem with you.
I think you got it there exactly right. Despite a lot of public perception, hazardous marine life injuries are really actually extremely rare. And most of the injuries that do occur are really accidental or avoidable.
How so?
Well, most marine life injuries are the result of defensive reactions by animals, and it's usually the result of something the diver did.
Such as?
One of the big things is poor buoyancy control. If you drop down or run into an animal, they have every right to try to protect themselves. Similarly, a lack of attention to your environment can really produce the same result.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not the lack of skill or awareness, but a diver's lacking respect for the marine life or acting aggressive toward them. I mean, I see divers messing with marine life way too often.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and you're absolutely right. And just like any other creature that feels threatened, marine life animals will defend themselves.
So what can we do to avoid the confrontation?
It's really not that complicated. I think it's important to just respect the environment into which you're entering and remember that you're a guest, not the critters that live there.
Good advice, but what about unavoidable accidents? It's hard to plan for that.
You know, I don't think it's quite as hard as you think. As with every other dive situation, I think it's a good idea to incorporate a consideration of the marine life that you might be diving with into your dive planning. Think about the potentially hazardous marine life that you might expect to encounter on any given dive. Make sure that you have a first aid kit on site and that none of the stuff that's in there has expired. In addition, the use of appropriate exposure protection, things like skins, hoods, and gloves, can really help to minimize our exposure to injury, even when those critters are microscopic.
Well, what about during the dive?
First and foremost, practice good buoyancy control. If you stay off the bottom and keep a safe distance from animals and other objects like reefs and wrecks, you'll go a long ways towards reducing accidental scratches and scrapes.
Streamlining your gear can also help avoid accidental brushes, can it?
Absolutely. It can also help reduce fatigue, which in turn helps keep you in control, which in turn
helps you avoid accidental brushes.
You got it. Be aware of your surroundings and know where you are in the water column at all times in relation to the reef, the bottom, or animals.
How about just leaving the marine life alone?
I think that's the best advice of all. Be passive in your interactions with animals. Don't chase them, corner them, catch them, touch them, or pet them. They are not there to entertain you. This is their home. You're a visitor.
Makes sense. I hate it when people hassle me for no good reason.
You get chased and poked often?
Stories for another day. But back to the subject at hand. What would you say about never touching anything without gloves on?
I'd say that's good advice.
Okay, let's just say divers do everything right to avoid a hazardous marine life injury, but they still have an encounter that leaves them injured. What then?
As with any first aid, follow basic life support protocols. These start with CAB, which is circulation, airway, and breathing. And if you have first aid training, proceed from there.
And if you don't?
Do your best to keep the diver stable and get them to medical attention. Of course, you can always call Dan for assistance, either to assist you with the first aid that you're providing or to interact with a physician who may not be familiar with the injuries you're treating.
You guys are always there for us.
That we are.
Despite stories, myths, and legends to the contrary, marine life is nothing to fear. They deserve our respect and consideration. But the truth is, the most hazardous creature you're likely to encounter underwater is another diver. A few simple steps can ensure that there's plenty of room in the water for both you and the creatures that live there. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
So we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, moments away from the world's first underwater fireworks display. We're going to execute this live on the show today. You're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be huge. Bill, the producer, has already left the studio and headed to the site. Undisclosed location due to security and liability issues. But we are going to cover this live on the show. And literally, this will be history-making radio. I have no doubt about it. Very, very excited. And, of course, we're doing this for the 4th of July. Very patriotic holiday. What does the 4th mean to you, Bubble Boy? What do you think?
It means the day after the 3rd.
Okay. Right. All right. That's good. But it is a very patriotic holiday for America. I mean, you think of veterans, you think of, you know, just the red, white, and blue pride, which is something that seems to be lacking here for the U.S. over the last year or two.
Hot dog eating contests.
You got that. You got a lot of, you know, explosions. We get to blow stuff up and things. I don't know. CJ, what does the 4th mean to you?
Well, you know, I talked about hot dog eating contests and,
right.
Stuff like that. And mm-hmm. All kidding aside.
Yeah.
It gets me a little choked up. It's hard to put into words, so I'll just let this say it for me.
Okay,
I'm going to rise up, going to kick a little ass, going to kick some ass in the USA, going to climb a mountain, going to sew a flag, going to fly on an eagle, I'm going to kick some butt, I'm going to drive a big truck, I'm going to rule this world, I'm going to kick some ass, I'm going to rise up, I'm going to kick a little ass, rock flag and eagle!
Very nice. So that's how you feel about the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're going to capture that sediment underwater.
Sediment or sentiment?
No, sediment. Because there
there'll
could
be a lot
be
of sediment.
Turbidity in the water column, I'm guessing. When you
cloud it up.
Yeah.
Blow stuff up.
Yeah, baby. It's going to be fun. Are you guys excited?
I'm excited.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Well, I'm not because we're not there. The only one from the team on site will be Bill, the producer. We just get to press the buttons back here at the studio.
It's not in Orange County.
And we
it's nowhere near Orange County.
We couldn't do this with everybody around because
don't try to find it.
We couldn't sacrifice the entire crew. Bill, he doesn't show up half the time anyway. So if we lose one.
Well, he's the most probably
expendable.
Safety oriented.
Okay. You could say that as well.
Expendable. How would we do a show without. Oh, wait. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I hope he's careful.
I do too. We honestly don't want to lose him, not on a holiday.
Of course not.
If we were
to lose Bill, the way I would prefer to lose him would be in a real Sharknado.
True. Exactly.
That would be the way to go out for any of us.
That would be.
Yeah.
It would be. I don't know, Jerry, what do you think about this underwater fireworks display? Have you ever heard of such a thing being tried before? I mean, you know, you're from the mountains of Virginia. This might be an everyday occurrence up there. I don't know. Is it?
No, we always use dynamite.
Okay, well, dynamite would work too. Dynamite fishing or something.
Yeah, I don't know how much
you don't approve of that.
How much you rigged up? I don't. Is it a lot?
I'm not at liberty to say the amount of firepower that's going to be used on our underwater fireworks display because you know
is
there's
it in tonnage.
Not exactly legal.
I can't say because I don't want to be arrested.
Did you get it in Mexico?
I'm not going to say any more than that.
I hope
that.
You did because the best stuff comes from Mexico.
Okay, if you say so. All I'm going to say is we're going to blow some stuff up underwater, and once again, we have taken steps to avoid marine life, so there's not going to be any issues.
Put up barricades and nets
with other than Bill. We won't sacrifice any living human or any living thing.
Did you put up signs that no swimming past this point?
Bill was supposed to. So he had a checklist he had to go through. Let's hopefully he has followed those lines. So we'll see. But that's coming up an hour two of the big show today, the world's first underwater fireworks display. And what I do believe could end up being a yearly tradition here for the big show, you think?
Hopefully not the last.
Well, hopefully not.
Maybe I mean, we don't have to
maybe
wait.
For Bill, but like I said, that gives us, well, we got four more people to, you know, that could take turns. We could be able to, you know, try and pull this off for at least 4 or 5 years.
I think if it goes well, then we don't wait till next July 4th. If it really goes well, we could do this for New Year's.
Well, true, we could. I mean, fireworks, you know, they go over several holidays, sure. We got that. Maybe we can celebrate the end of Shark Week next Saturday if
love
it goes
it.
Well.
Love
we'll
it.
Talk about that next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Where will you be on July 18th? If you love diving, consider joining Patty and Dive Centers around the world for Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport of scuba diving. To find a local dive or event, visit patty.com/women-dive. That's PADI.com/women-dive. Not scuba certified yet? Now's the perfect time to get your Patty certification and get prepared for this special day. Mark your calendars. Patty Women's Dive Day, July 18th.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you into any extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, you can't bark, but you got one hell of a bite. Black plain to see that you don't want me, but can't forget you, mine. I'm headed down your side of town, your king to see, and I'm out of the crown. Down by the bottom where the water gets cold and dark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy and his song Mr. Shark. I think it's a wetter, let's see, Better Where It's Wetter CD, I believe. But just go to thescubacowboy.com and you can pick that little ditty up. And also, that was from the little clip played before that was from America's Got Talent. Heidi Klum is evidently a shark diver.
So hell yeah!
Yeah, she's not afraid of sharks. She just went up a notch or two on my respect list as a fellow diver, knowing that, and, you know, celeb and that kind of thing. And that's good. That's good indeed. Now, Shark Week kicks off literally tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock. And, you know, the last few years, I have talked about this whole thing just going to hell. I mean, last 2-3 years when they started doing the Megalodon thing about submarine, and last year was old Hitler, the giant hammerhead or great hammerhead that was stalking Bimini in the Bahamas. Just crazy mockumentary type of specials that they were doing on Discovery Channel for Shark Week the last few years really irked me. I mean, honestly, I felt Shark Week jumped the shark literally about 10 years ago and was starting, you can go back and listen to the podcast from 10 years ago and hear me say that I'm not a fan anymore. You know, in the beginning of Shark Week, when it started 20-something years ago or whatever it was, I think they had the right idea. And then it turned into a blood and guts kind of thing. And the whole shark conservation effort that was the initial catalyst, I believe, for Shark Week turned into, let's just focus on shark attacks and people getting bitten and all this kind of crazy stuff, which doesn't really help the sharks, even though they would end up having a conservation underside to the story at some point. I felt it was getting way too blood and guts focused, if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing. And then when they got with these mockumentaries they started doing about 3 years ago, I feel that was it. I was like, you guys disgust me. I am so frustrated with it. Last year, they really pushed it to a new level. And I will give them credit from the standpoint that that show they did about the Megalodon shark stalking people off, a Seal Island, I think, in South America or something. And they made up an incident of a ferry boat sinking and the sharks, this giant shark, 30-foot plus shark, nicknamed Submarine, coming after these people and eating them.
Lord Jesus. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, yeah. I think Veronica Pooh probably saw that, and that explains her perception of sharks in general. But it was totally made up, and the incident never happened. And the community of dive, actually scientists even, shark scientists and conservation folks, really got angry at Discovery Channel. And to their credit, there is a new man in charge at Discovery Channel, and at the beginning of the year, he said, we are not going to do that anymore, even though it was the highest rated show.
But do you believe him?
Well, we'll find out this year, I guess.
No, I'm looking at the website. They've got some of the new episodes here. Looks pretty harmless. Island of the Mega Shark. Monster Mako.
Yeah.
Return of the Great White Serial Killer.
The ocean is the shark's house.
Yeah, well, that may be. That may be, Veronica. But I don't know. Discovery, we'll see if they go back, dial it back just a little bit. And that's what the president said, that they won't do any more of these fake mockumentary deals.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
That's at least better than they were doing. And, that kind of stuff belongs on Sci-Fi Channel, if you ask me. Like Sharknado. And those type of things. You want to do a show like that, put it on, Sci-Fi or some other.
You know what belongs on Sci-Fi is this show, Alien Sharks, Close Encounters.
Yes, that would make sense. And actually, I think it is on Sci-Fi.
That's on the Shark Week.
That's
Are you kidding me?
Week, Monday.
Oh, great. Well, anyway, the mockumentary, they did so good with it last year. I mean, the thing is, it fooled so many people that didn't know any better. And even when I watched that one last year about submarine, I was like, what? I never heard of this incident that they're obviously blowing way out of proportion. And then I go online and realize it was totally made up.
That's the same way that I felt about the first Sharknado.
What, that it was?
I was like, I never heard of this phenomenon. This is terrifying.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of storms going on in the Midwest the last couple of years, but Sharknado, and then, oh, thank God it's just fake.
CJ is sometimes called a retard in our scuba radio group.
Just this little guy is a nut job.
Yeah, just so we're clear. And I mean that in an affectionate way. But that he doesn't catch on as quick as the rest of us.
Well,
sometimes.
It was so well done. Yeah. I mean, there are sharks flying everywhere.
Yeah, well.
Chainsaws.
You're just...
I don't know. There might have been a couple of late night cocktails involved.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
All
right.
It was after happy hour. Well after happy hour.
Okay. That makes much more sense.
And then
And come the truth comes out.
Come to find out.
Moonshine!
Nah, that stuff burns.
They filmed that right next to the mermaid, finding the mermaid thing.
That's right. The Mermaids Are Real show. That was on Animal Planet. And, you know, these mockumentaries that they did on Shark Week were kind of an offshoot of that. But hopefully they're not going to do those this year. We'll actually keep an eye on it. And if they do do something up that, you know, along those lines of program, we'll hammer them. Yeah, we'll hammer them accordingly for sure.
Hammerhead.
All right, look, the world's first underwater fireworks display is literally moments away. That's coming up in an hour or two. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.